Care, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the air.
And we have Josh Benega, the Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer, in the studio once again. He's faithful every Monday morning to be here live.
Well, sometimes we do radio magic, and yeah. Very often.
Not very often, Josh. Well, we appreciate you coming in.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, we didn't have to suffer through a Viking game yesterday with all the stress and stuff. They had a bye week.
Yep. Down two now?
Yep.
Oh, well. It was to be expected.
Yeah, it was a stress-free Sunday for me, and a lot of Viking fans, I'm guessing.
So. Yeah. I did some grilling this weekend.
Yeah, I was going to ask how your weekend go.
It was pretty good. I smoked about 20 pounds worth of pork.
You know. Ooh.
Yeah. So it's.
And you didn't bring any to the studio, huh?
Well, a lot of it was spoken for already for other people. So.
That sounds good.
Oh, yeah. It's something I enjoy doing.
How long does it take to smoke a pork roast?
I did about 13 pounds of loin and 2 racks of ribs, so it took about 4 or 5 hours.
Oh, okay. That's not bad.
No.
All right. Bet you it tasted good.
Yeah, it was very good.
All right. All right. Let's salute a veteran on Vets Info this morning.
Of course. Today we're saluting motor machinist mate 3rd Class Vincent Casper Carls. Vincent was born on July 5th, 1923, in Big Stone City, South Dakota. Passed away on April 4th, 1992. He was a farmer in the, I would assume the Rosen area, because that's where most Carls are from. Rosen, Grant County, Big Stone County, northern Lacaparral County area is where most of the Carls are from. So he entered active duty in the United States Navy on November 18th, 1944, here in Madison. Was honorably discharged a few years later on January 16th, 1947, at U.S. Naval Air Station, Alameda, California. Again, he was motor machinist mate, which means he worked on diesel motors used to power Navy ships during World War II. Served in Fort Pierce, Florida, as well as Yokosuka, Japan during World War II. And he earned the Asiatic Pacific Theater Service Medal, the American Theater Service Medal, and the World War II Victory Medal. So we thank you, Vincent, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
Yeah, absolutely. I always find that interesting when you salute a veteran at so many different backgrounds and where they've been stationed and,
You know, every veteran has a different story, and every veteran has a very unique experience all to themselves. So I attended a reunion of my old Army unit about a month ago, 4 weeks ago. And we had, there were guys that were same place as I was and did the same things I did. But our experiences and the funny stories that we had differed.
Oh, yeah.
Because, one of them, some person may have gone on a mission I didn't go on. And so they had a funny story about that. And or they, were picking on someone else. And, I wasn't there. So everyone has a unique story.
Yeah.
So it's that's why I love this work, to get to hear all that.
Yeah. Yeah, my dad served in the Korean War and my two uncles, and they all three had different stories. My dad was an airplane mechanic in Korea, and I always enjoyed listening to his stories. So, okay, what's the subject matter today?
Social Security Administration announces a 2.5% benefit increase for 2025. The U.S. Social Security Administration put out a press release on October 10th announcing a 2.5 cost of living adjustment, or COLA, for their recipients. And we're talking about Social Security benefits getting increased. Well, there's a good reason we're talking about that, because the Department of Veterans Affairs is required by law to match that percentage of COLA for their benefits. So
didn't know that.
Yep.
That's interesting.
Yep. When we're talking about COLA here, it's most likely the VA benefits are going to increase 2.5% as well. So, but those dollar amounts won't be out until later this year. So Social Security benefits and supplemental security income payments or SSI payments for more than 72.5 million Americans. That's one-fourth of the U.S. population. Will receive an increase of 2.5% in their benefits in 2025. Social Security Administration announced that on October 10th. On average, Social Security retirement benefits will increase by about $50 a month starting in January. Over the last decade, the COLA increases has averaged about 2.6%, and the COLA was 3.2% for 2024. Nearly 68 million Social Security beneficiaries will see a 2.5% cost of living adjustment, or COLA, beginning in January. Excuse me. Increased payments to nearly 7.5 million people receiving SSI will begin on December 31st of this year. Some people receive both Social Security and SSI. Some other adjustments that take effect in January each year based on the increase in average wages. Based on that increase, the maximum amount of earnings subject to Social Security tax, taxable maximum, is slated to increase to $176,100, which is up from $168,600 from last year. So Social Security begins notifying people in their new benefit amount by mail starting in early December. And again, veterans' benefits won't be, the new dollar amounts that veterans receive monthly for their disability compensation or pension or other benefits won't be announced until probably sometime in December as well. This year, for the first time, Social Security beneficiaries will receive a newly designed and improved COLA notice and make sure to find the information they need most. The simplified COLA notice is now only one page, uses plain and personalized language, and provides exact dates and dollar amounts of a person's new benefit amount and any deductions. So I don't know if you're of that age yet to get Social Security benefits, but the isn't the announcement that you guys get, you know, kind of a really long sheet of paper?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I know I've seen those, yeah. And so...
Social Security will be getting an increase, I think, in January. Is that what you said?
Yeah, it's going to reflect on their payments to beneficiaries in January.
And then veterans will get, they'll match that increase, you said. Is
yes.
That how that works?
Yep.
Okay.
By law, the Department of Veterans Affairs follows whatever the COLA is based on the Consumer Price Index.
Good.
So, and say they take effect December 1st of 2024 for the VA. But when they say December 1st, 2024, that means that'll be reflected on their January 1 payments because the VA is always a month behind in paying their beneficiaries. So it'll take effect December 1st, but it won't be reflected until the January 1 payment. So,
gotcha.
Yep. Information about Medicare changes for 2025 will be available at Medicare.gov. Social Security beneficiaries enrolled in Medicare, the 2025 benefit amount will be available via My Social Security Message Center starting in late November. Those who have not opted to receive messages online will receive their COLA notice by mail in December. The Social Security Act provides for how the COLA is calculated. Social Security Act ties the annual COLA to the increase in the Consumer Price Index for urban wage earners and clerical workers. So CPI-W as determined by the Department of Labor's Bureau of Labor Statistics. So to read more, you can go to ssa.gov/COLA. And again, VA traditionally publishes our new disability comp rates later in the year, and COLA amounts are reflected on January 1 payments to veterans and survivors. And there's a va.gov, pretty easy, navigable website to find out what the compensation rates will be. I checked it last week, and their 2025 rates are not available yet, but... there might be some information other places, as well as the Veterans Linkage Line.
Yeah, what is that number there, Josh?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, contact our office Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30 in the lower level of the courthouse. Maynard's not here, so no need to call a garden level.
Okay, I won't.
Yeah, open 8:30 to 4:30, and you can reach us by phone at 598-3445. Again, I'm in and out of the office quite often these days, so yep. It's better to call ahead just to make sure I'm around, but I'd be glad to help you out.
Yeah, you're the head honcho in the state now. What's your title there?
I'm the president of the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers.
Oh.
So basically when I'm meeting with, when I have a lot of meetings with at the state level with leadership, like the Commissioner of Veterans Affairs, the state commanders of all the veterans organizations, like the Legion VFW, things like that. I'm sitting at the table as well, and I speak on behalf of all of my 150-plus colleagues throughout the state on what the county veteran service officers are doing and what they're seeing.
Okay, so, and that's a year?
Yep, it's a year-long term. I'm in my second year of it right now. I got reelected in, at our annual business meeting, which took place in September. So excited to continue with that position.
All right, real good, Josh. Thanks for coming in again. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Thank you, Paul.
Josh Benega, La Caparal Veteran Service Officer, and this has been another Vets Info on the Air.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW, La Caparal County Post 1656, and Dawson VFW, Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.